we sit in the old bank building, the old First Farmers Deposit Bank building, from the time it was built until 1936. And right across the street is the First National Bank building. Farmers Deposit was run from the beginning by John Atchler, a Three Springs native whose father came here from Germany to be a merchant in Three Springs. Across the way was Will Bell's bank. Will Bell ran the first National Bank of Horse Cave, and they fought each other tooth and nail. If you're lucky enough to find ads and old copies of the Hart County Herald, you'll find one of them with the front page ads one week touting their security, and the other one will advertise the next week answering that ad. And they just fought back and forth. In fact, in 1927, there was a high school senior who had moved here from Louisville the year before, and he described Horse Cave pretty viciously as a town like with a board fence down the middle of Main Street full of knotholes, and people from each side looking across to see what folks on the other side were doing. And he gets down, you know, you can identify people and all by reading it. And the main result of that was that they didn't have another, that was 1922, I think, and they didn't have another annual until 1940. Put stop to all annuals. But Will Bell was across the way in First National. In 1924, the Canberra Bank was robbed. Robbers came to town, they caught them, but they broke into the bank, into the vault, and they got into the lock boxes and stole mostly postal savings certificates. In those days, that was one way you saved money before savings bonds. And you could buy those savings certificates from your postman, and then they were just bare notes. You could kept in the lock box of the bank. They were stolen. Will Bell helped cash some of those for these two robbers. The robbers came out of Louisville, and they had a trial. They tried Will Bell for conspiracy in robbing the Canberra Bank. And in the trial, they asked one of the two robbers, what his occupation was. Oh, he said, we're both in the business of robbing banks. This was 10 years before Bonnie and Clyde. And they had driven from Louisville down the old Dixie Highway, which was then part cobblestone, on out to Great Onyx Cave with nitroglycerin in the side pocket of their automobile because they wanted to blow themselves up. And they went out there and robbed the bank. They came and cased this bank, Will Bell's rival bank. He took them out, they said, into the alley behind. He showed them the best way to get in, so it was said. He was not convicted, but it was a close matter. But Will Bell got off on that one. 2 years later, the bank examiners came, and his cashier, Mr. Coy Cann, left the bank just as the bank examiners got there, and went to the long garage back here between the two streets that Clarence Owens had built, where the automobiles of the town were kept. Got in his Buick and drove up Main Street to the top of the hill, turned left and went down to the railroad crossing, and sat on the verge of the road until the noon train came by, and he drove onto the track and killed himself. His pockets were full of bank papers that should have been in the bank, but that would have been incriminating had the bank examiners found them. Will Bell made his arrangements nationally or statewide. He was a corresponding bank of the Bank of Kentucky, which was about the oldest bank in the state, founded back in the second decade of the 19th century. And the Bank of Kentucky created another firm called Banco Kentucky. Her journal talked about it as Bunko Kentucky. And it was headed by a man named Brown, who published a newspaper in Louisville that was rival to the Courier-Journal, the Louisville Herald. And he founded this holding company, and the banks that were his corresponding banks invested in this holding company. In 1929, early 30, there was an affair between Mr. Caldwell in Tennessee, who had a chain of banks that stretched from Memphis around to Chattanooga and down in northern Alabama and far eastern Tennessee. And his banks were on shaky ground. We were in the Depression. The stock market had fallen, had collapsed. And both the Mr. Brown in Kentucky, at Bunko, Kentucky, and Caldwell in Tennessee, each thought the other was really solvent. And so they had a marriage and merged, and the bride was as broke as a groom. And so the banks tumbled in November of 1930. And when the Bank of Kentucky failed, and Banco Kentucky failed, the First National Bank of Horse Cave failed. There'd been a lot of shenanigans in the bank. Things had not been done as according to Hoyle. And Will Bell was suicidal. There was a suicide watch on him. And the banks closed on Monday, and his friends watched him until about Thursday, constantly. And Friday morning, he slipped away from my father's first cousin, Lias Cheney. And Will Bell lived up where the city parking lot is on Cave Street. And there was a barn at the back of his property on Clem Franklin's property. And he went in that barn, got him a soft metal brake rod from a Model T Ford, bent that brake rod around his neck, bent a hook in it, stood up on the box, hung it over the tear pole, and kicked the box out from under him and killed himself. It took a few minutes for him to be found. His friends were looking, but they couldn't get there quick enough. When they found him, Will Bell was a tall, big man, about 6'4". And they didn't want to undo that brake rod around his neck for fear of damaging him. And so they put him on an old iron cot and covered him with a blanket with a brake rod sticking out from one end. And Tom Clark was the town drunk at the time. And he was standing in the crowd that watched them bring Will Bell out. "Ha," he said, "reckon what the devil's going to say when Will Bell comes into hell with that brake rod around his neck."